Okay, so in this week's parsha, we have Parshas Yisroel, and we have Atzeres Adibris, and one of the Atzeres Adibris is Zachos Yom HaShabbos HaKadoshoi. You can't be Mechal Shabbos, and there are certain times that you could be Mechal Shabbos. And that's what we're going to talk about. There are certain times you can be Mechal Shabbos, and that is when there's a Sakonis Nefashis. So the Mishnah, the Pei Gimel and Aleph and Yuma, that's not actually on that first page, but I'm just going to read the Mishnah because I'm going to get to the Gemara in a minute. The Mishnah says, "Vayomer Masim and Chayrish Achayshish beGroinoi Matilum Loisam Besleich Piv beShabbos the Neishu Vesafik Nefashis V'Chol Safik Nefashis Doiches haShabbos." So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you see Safik Nefashis is Doiches haShabbos. So then the Gemara later on, which is what you have, the Gemara says by four lines down from the top, Nana Rabbi Lazar Ba'amar. So the Gemara was talking about how do you know that Safik Nefashis is Doicha Shabbos. So the Gemara says a Kavachayim. So Mila, which is only one Aver, and it's Daicha Shabbos. So Kavachaymer, the whole Gufo is Daicha Shabbos. So Kavachaymer, for the whole person's body, to save his whole body, then you can be also Daicha Shabbos. So this is the Kavachaymer that Rabbi Lezer brings in order that you see that something Nefashis is Daicha Shabbos. Okay? So this is the Makar that we know. And when you have a shiloh of solving the fashas on Shabbos, you're allowed to be daicha Shabbos.
What's the problem with the mila? Is nothing to do with that you're.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting.
Yeah, but let's say what's the.
Yeah, I don't know what the kavachayim is so far because Rashi says umah mila she tikkun echod me'evar shel adam. It's misakin one of his evarim. It's daicha Shabbos. So for sure, when you're saving his whole body, it will be daicha Shabbos.
Well, Amila has got to do with has nothing to do with Pikuach Nefesh.
Right.
That's
right.
Right. Right. Right.
That's the Kavachayim.
Well, this would suggest that if you have to do some kind of operation on a person, let's say he's got a broken leg, you can do it on Shabbos, you can wait till after Shabbos, you could do it on Shabbos. You know, it has nothing to do with Pikuach Nefesh.
Well,
he's not going to die if you don't do the operation.
Well, wouldn't it be a Kavachayim? Wouldn't be a Kavachaymer. Because Mila is one Aver, and here's, and that's also one Aver.
One Aver. All right, so let's say he's got two broken legs, and you want to do a
so yes, I don't,
on two broken legs.
Yeah, I don't know if we can say the Kavachaymer there. Yeah, I don't know. But it's a good point. But from here, at least, you see a Kavachaymer that he learns out that again, Pikuach Nefashis. Yeah, that's Makar. So the Shaila is that we always have the Chakir. The Chakir is by Shabbos is when we say that Pikuach Nefashis is Daicha Shabbos, is the Pshat that it's Dechuya or is the Pshat that it's Hotra? Is Shabbos Hotra it's on the Pikuach Nefashis or is it only Dechuya? Okay? Just give you a nice practical difference that we have is that let's say you have, you know, 2 minutes left to Shabbos and someone's a Sakonis Nefashis. Now, if you wait, then you can still save the guy. If you don't wait, that's the shot. If you wait, you can save the guy, but right now, he's in Sakonis Nefashis. So if you hold the Pshat, is that it's Hotra, so then we don't see Shabbos here. So if there's no Shabbos, then that's he can be Iver. But he can go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos. But if the Pshat is Dechuya, so then you should wait. If you're able to wait, then you should wait. You don't want to push Shabbos, you know, you don't want to get in the way of Shabbos. Shabbos is still there. So that's just one practical nafkamina that we have. But so that's the shah. The chakir is the pshat that Shabbos is the chuyah by the Pikuach Nefashis or is the pshat that it's hotra. So the Rambam, Perek Beis and Halacha Shabbos, I think that should be the next page. The Rambam and Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, the chuyah he Shabbos, Eitzos HaKonos Nefashis, Geshar Kol HaMitzvos. So he says pretty clearly that Shabbos is the chuyah by HaKonos Nefashis. And that's how the Kesem Mishnah learned the Rambam also. Rambam, in the Kesem Mishnah, brings down that the Rambam, we know that there's a shaila by Tumah. If you have Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, the tzitz is Meratza for Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's when the tzitz sitting on the Kohen Gadol's hat. So the shaila is it that Tumah is the Chuya on Yom Kippur, or is it Hutra? On Yom Kippur, he doesn't wear it, the tzitz. So the Shaila Gemara is whether it can be Maratza or not when he's not wearing it. At the end of the day, there's a machloikis whether Tumah is Hutra on Yom Kippur or whether Tumah is the Chuyah. That's the Kesem Mishnah brings down. And Maisa, the Rambam paskins, that it's the Chuyah. So it's like the Kesem Mishnah, it's Lashitasa. Rambam holds it by Tumah on Yom Kippur, it's the Chuyah. And the same thing when it comes to Pekuch Nefashis, the Rambam holds that Pekuch Nefashis is the Chuyah.
What's the case by Yom Kippur again?
The case is, let's say there's Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur.
Okay,
so the Gemara has a whole shaila that whether the tzitz would be Meratza when he's not wearing the tzitz, because on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear any the tzitz. So if he's not wearing the tzitz and it's not Meratza, so then you'll say then the Gemara says it's Hutra. Meratza just means that it takes care of the Tumah. I mean, even though there's Tumah missing, it's like a kapara for the Tumah.
It's like an antidote, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So the shaila is whether when he's wearing it, whether it's only a mechaper when he's wearing it or when he's not wearing it. So the Gemara says that the fact that the tzitz is Meratza when he's not wearing it, that shows that he doesn't need to wear it in order for it to be Meratza. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya that you see on Yom Kippur, even though he's not wearing it, it's still Meratza.
Okay.
So the Gemara says no. On Yom Kippur, Tumah is Hutra. Mm-hmm. So there's no raya the fact that he's not wearing it. So it's machloikis. That it's completely mutter to be tumah in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur.
For the Kohanim?
Yeah.
You mean the Kohen Gadol can be tumah?
Anybody. Anybody in the Beis HaMikdash can be tumah on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash doing the Avodah. Yeah. Why? Well, I guess the Kohen Gadol is the only one doing the Avodah.
Every other day the Kohen is Chayim
Yisrael. Right. You know, yeah.
So where do they get this idea that it's Hutter?
It's a Gemara Numa. It's a Gemara Numa. And it's a little shock by Tari over there, but I just want to pull off from that Gemara that there's a machlokes whether it's Hutra or the Chuya, and the Rambam paskins that it's the Chuya, so the Kesef Mishnah is saying that the Rambam is a Shitasa, the same way that he holds that Tumah is the Chuya on Yom Kippur, the same way he's going to hold that on Shabbos, that the Shabbos is the Chuya by Sakonis Nefashos. Okay? That's the Kesef Mishnah. The interesting thing is that the Tshuvas for Ramah, and Siman Ayin Vav, he brings a riot from the Rambam that the Rambam holds Hutra. So where does he get it from?
In Shkuchu Shabbos?
Right here. You're looking at this Rambam, right here. So this exact Rambam, where the Knesset Mishnah says that the Rambam's a Shitasa that only holds it in Stuchliya, the Chubas the Ramah holds that from the Rambam, which I'm about to show you, it's clear that the Rambam holds it as Hutra, not the Chuyah. So take a look at this Rambam, Halacha Beis, all the way at the end, the last line, Klala Shel Dover, Shabbos L'Gabi Choyla Sheyesh Bei Sakono, Hareyu Kechoyl L'Chol Advarim, Shehu Tzarech Lehen. Zark the Ramah, you see, Klala from the Rambam, Ram says it's not much like Chol. If the Pshat says it's the Chuyah, so you can't say it's like Chol, about the Shabbos here, just, since Sakonis Nefashos is more important, it pushes Shabbos out of the way. Right? Doesn't mean it's not Shabbos. If the Pshat is that it's Hutra, so then, if it's Hutra, then it's the Pshat, it's like it's Chol.
How does he deal with the first sentence in the Rambam?
But he doesn't deal with it, Jewish Rambam, the Rambam. We're going to deal with it. But the Rambam just says, oh, it's more from this Rambam. The Rambam holds that it's that Tumah is Hutra. Okay, and at the same time, the Kesef Mishnah says that no, it's the Chuya because the Rambam is what he and what he holds by Tumah.
It's only Chol if you ignore the first sentence.
Right.
We'll push it off for a while.
Yeah, so the Ramah doesn't deal with it. So that's what I'm going to add. That Chayyur, the Ramah is a steer. So how do we reconcile this Ramah?
So the steer from the beginning.
Yeah, the first halach he says the Shvuy he Shabbos says the Sakonis Nefashos. And And at the other, and Halacha Beis, he says Kol HaShadaber. So I don't have a, I don't have a really good taras, but I, maybe you can be mechalik like this. That maybe like this. The Rambam holds that we know.
Mark, just one this. Second. Even in the first Rambam, it's mashma it's which, because look at the next line. Mashma, you do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, but it's still
whatever
Shabbos.
He needs to, but
it's still Shabbos.
There's a lot to do with Kol Tzarachov. It's still Shabbos.
Yeah, Kol Tzarachov means even things that aren't for the Koach Nefesh.
Well, I mean, okay, but because once you're in the world of Pekuach Nefesh, you can do other things also. I mean, that's
Halacha,
but still, I mean,
it's not Mucha.
So what are we going to do about this? So maybe you can say like this. Maybe you can say that we know that there's two categories of when you can be Mechal Shabbos. Number one is when there's a Sakonos Nefashos. And number two is when even when there's a suffix Sakonos Nefashos. In both cases, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, right? You know, clearly the guy is going to die if you don't do anything. And if you're Mesupik, one of the guys is going to die if you do something. So maybe we can be Mechal to this. The Rambam holds that when the guy is for sure going to die, then it's Hutra. Then Shabbos is out the window. It's not, it's like it's Chol. But if the pshat is that it's a suffix Sakonos Nefashos, so then maybe if it's a suffix Sakonos Nefashos, then the Rambam only holds that it's the chuyah. And my only diik that I have to this is that if you look, the halacha aleph and halacha beis, he's talking, he groups them both together. He's talking about when the person's for sure going to die, and even when there's a suffix. So, and then at the end, when he says klal shaldaver, what does he say? If you look at the lashon carefully, klal shaldaver Shabbos legabechayla sheyesh boi sakana. The guy for sure has a sakana. So the guy for sure has a sakana. Then he's saying that it's hutra. But it could be when the lashon of the chuya, when he says the chuya, that's only when there's a suffix sakana nefashos.
Rabbi would explicitly say that.
What?
It's suffix. He would say it's suffix.
What?
But
he brings also the halachas of suffix. A suffix you would start with halachas of Shabbos, suffix you would start, and you're gonna have to do it.
Can I ask you a question?
So suffix nefashis. Oh, look at that. Look at the end of halacha aleph. She suffix nefashis daiches a Shabbos. So here you see, he says he's here. He's talking about suffix nefashis. So suffix nefashis to use the lashon of daiches.
Okay.
But in halacha beis, when he's talking about machayla sheyesh by sakana. Not that it's a suffix. Then he says, "Hariyot kachol l'chol dvar." So maybe that's the chiluk here. He's talking about both. He's talking about that it's daicha Shabbos. When he's keying in on one thing, then he only says daicha by suffix. And by vada yesh b'sakana, he says it's like chol, which is a lashon of hutra. Yeah.
Okay, just coming back to this original source of that concept of being mechal Shabbos because of the Koach Nefesh. Just thinking, you have a pasuk Chai Bahem, which tells you, I thought that any mitzvah is to be violated in order to save your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't need this whole business of this chal v'chomer from Mila. You got Chai Bahem to tell you that you can be your chal Shabbos.
Yeah, it's a good kasha. Anybody have a third? Yeah, the kasha. This kasha is, what do you need a chal v'chomer from the Gemara and Yuma? Unless the pasuk of a Chai Bahem says that.
Is a chal v'chomer telling you the suffix part, or just the general of Midei Shabbos?
That sounds like he's saying even Vadai.
This, what's stronger in generally logically, you know, is it an implication from the pasuk or a kal v'chomer? Because what you said is an implication. It doesn't say explicitly you can violate, but that's the implication from Chai Bahem, as opposed to a kal v'chomer that.
Well, there is the Gemara here does talk about the pasuk of Chaimah, so it could be that there's a reason why we need this Kavah Chaimah. I don't want to go through the whole Gemara here because, you know, I want to move on to other things, but it does bring down the pasuk of Chaimah, as you see there. Okay, fine. Anyway, so that's that. Okay, so that's the Rambam. So maybe that's the Mahalach of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch, the next thing, the Hilchos Shabbos Shin Chav Ches. halacha yudeis. So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch seems to go, whether it's hutra or dechuya. Yudeis. Kishamachalin Shabbos al chayla sheyesh by sakana, mishtabin shaloi lasis aydei en yehudim, uktanim and nashim. You don't do them with goyim or ketanim or nashim. Ela aydei Yisrael gedoylim ubnei das. When it's time to do a chal Shabbos for a guy who's gone to the Pashas, you don't say, hey, listen, the kids are going to get a chidah, so let's just make him do it, and then maybe we'll get out of it that way. No! You go ahead and you go do it in the gedolim that Rabbanei does. Sounds like from the Mechaber that he holds it as hotra. If it's the chuyah, then you're trying to find any way out of it that you don't have to be over the Isser Shabbos, or find the kid, or find the guy. So you're always trying to look for a mahalchim to do it, that you don't have to do it. The sounds from the Mechaber says, no! Eli, they saw gedolim Rabbanei das. Zokdurma hagav yeshayrim dim esher lasais beloy dichoy beloy ichay they shinoi oisay they shinoi dim esher lasais they any yehudi beloy ichar klal then oisay they any yehudi. Chayn ayim says zokdurma sounds like no. If there's any way out of it, do it with the shinoi. Do it this way. Do it that way. If Shabbos is hutra, you don't need a shinoi, right? It's not Shabbos today. So it sounds like from the Ramah that this is the Machlekes, the Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber holds it, that it's Hotro. And the Ramah holds that it's Tuchuyah. Yeah?
If it is Tuchuyah, you still have every right in the world to be Machal Shabbos.
Right. That's true, but the question is, are you looking for Eitzes in order to minimize?
If it's possible.
The Ramah is saying that you're trying to do Eitzes. You try to do it with a Shinoi. You try to get a guy to do it. You're right, you could do it, but I mean, we don't want, you know.
It's still Shabbos. Just trying to hold on to anything.
Right. Exactly. It's still Shabbos. If the Pshat is in its Hutra, it's not Shabbos today.
Well, it's not that it's not Shabbos. Hutra doesn't mean it's not Shabbos anymore. It's still Shabbos. It's just that it's mutter to do the malachim.
Well, I mean, when the Rambam says, Hariyu kechoy l'chol dvarim, it's like, I mean, you look at it as if it's not Shabbos. So if you look at today, right now, the guy is sakhan sabashis, it's like it's not Shabbos, so then you don't have to go ahead and do it shinois. But if the Shabbos, no, I'm doing the malacha Shabbos, today is Shabbos, I'm just allowed to do the malacha Shabbos, so then you try to minimize whatever you're doing. So this sounds like this is the machlokes, the machaber must not klar, because there's other reasons why the machaber can hold that gedolim, that you want gedolim bnei das to do it. And this is the Mishaburu really brings down a bunch of reasons, and I think the Taz here also, he talks about a lot of reasons, and part of the reason is that you don't want, one of the reasons is you don't want women and other people to do it, because then Shabbos will be like kal in their eyes. They'll think, oh, I can go ahead and be Machal Shabbos, so, and now they're not going to make the chilek, but now it's Sakana Shabbos, and that's why you're telling them to be Shabbos. So maybe, so there's other reasons, other aces, how the so Caleb, you look at Mishaburi, he has a number of reasons why it's not clear from the Mechaber that he would hold that Shabbos is Hutra, and there's a special reason why over here he says that you should do it with Gedolim and Menei Das.
Well, seeing if that's true, I mean, I agree to that, but why would the Ramah seems to be adding in something to say that it seems to be going not like the
Yeshua. I mean, it could be, yes, you're right, so it could be the Ramah like the Mechaber, not like that,
right.
But it could be the Mechaber himself. You have an
idea. Yeah,
okay. I hear. I was thinking also why would the Mechaber say that you should do it with the Shina? I mean, so have the Gedolim do it, but do it with the Shina. So, I mean, there's Eitzes, but I mean, the Pashat of Shabbat here is that the Mechaber holds it as such, and the Ramah holds it.
Right.
Right, so then we have in Yerdaya, Reish Samach Vav, Sif Yudal. That's the next thing that you got. You don't have Yudal. I got the end because that's the most important. And he said we're talking about doing a mila. So the Mechaber says you should be careful that two mayalim should not do a mila. And Mechaber says, "Ala hamol hu atzma yifra." You should not have two separate ma'alim doing the mila. He says, "Ala," that's why I have the last thing. "Ala hamol hu atzma yifra." The person who does the mila should do the priya.
This is on Shabbos.
This is on Shabbos.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you should not have two separate ma'alim doing the mila. You should only have one.
Why?
It sounds like you don't want
something more.
Zok derimah, v'loy matzasi ra'i ledvarav. I don't know what the Muhammad is talking about. Adrava, nearly the shari. The hamila dachi Shabbos kamei avoydim emetish. Shekama koyanim haya oydim u'machal in Shabbos. A lot of koyanim go ahead and be machal Shabbos. The me'achar the Shabbos nittel lithchais haria kuchol l'chol davar. Oh, Zok derimah, it's like chol. So just like avoyda, he's saying avoyda l'meis ha'migdash is hutra. And therefore, you don't care about how many Kohanim are being Ovid in the Avodah. And Shabbos. So to Mila. So here you have Mamash Fakarit. Here you have the Ramah saying that the Pshah is at the Sotra. And Mechaber saying that's the Chuyah.
He's using the verb that Lithos, though.
He does use that, but then he says that Harayu Kachol Lachol Dagar.
Right. So
and he's saying, I don't know what he's talking about. Why can't you have 2 Milam do it and have 100 Milam do it? What's the problem? It's Sotra, Mila Sotra. This is the Ramah's kasha on the Mechaber. So if you look at the Goyim, Chaf Hei, see that Chaf Hei over there? So you go to the Bir Agra. Look at the Goyim. L'chayra ein raya da avoyda v'shabes hutra. This is no raya. K'mash kasev yimam evav beis. This is not a raya. It's a pun. This thing that many kohanim can go ahead and do the avoyda, that's not a raya that it's hutra. The guy, if you look at the Gemara there, you'll see why. And then he says, "Masha ein kein mila the mashma." Oh, I'm sorry. L'chayr ein raya. Oh, I'm sorry. L'chayr ein raya. Da avoyda b'shabes hutra. Avoyda is hutra. Masha ein kein mila the mashma the dechuyehi. What's the Ramah talking about? Avoyda is hutra. That we know from the Gemara in Yuma. That's by avoyda. But by Mila, Mila is Klar Dechuyah. What's his raya that Mila is Dechuyah? His raya is that what are the Gemara, the Kavah Chaymer that we first brought? Remember that Kavah Chaymer? We said that just like Mila is Daicha Shabbos, so too Pekuach Nefashis is Daicha Shabbos. Look the Gain. What's Pekuach Nefashis? Is Pekuach Nefashis Hutra or Dechuyah? Look the Gain is Dechuyah. How do you know it's Dechuyah? From the Rambam. That's what he says.
Focusing on the first sentence of the Rambam, that's the last sentence.
Oh yeah, that's true. I don't know how he gets out of it. Masha'ein, look what he says again. Masha'ein kein mila. The mashma the chuyehi. Mashkos of perik hey beis. Uma mila. This is mashkos of pei hey on the beis. This is Gemara in Yuma. Uma mila chulei. Upekuch nefesh vade the chuyehi. Upekuch nefesh says vade the chuyeh. Mashkos of Rambam reish perik beis the hilchos Shabbos. Like I showed you in the beginning. Just like the Rambam says, it's the Chuyah. So obviously the Goyin is not learning like the Ramah. That the Ramah learned the Rambam that it's Hutra. The Goyin is learning that it's the Chuyah in the Rambam. And that's why he says that since Pekuach Nefashis is only the Chuyah. So if we're learning out Pekuach Nefashis from Mila, so whatever Mila is, that's what Pekuach Nefashis takes on. So it must be that Mila is also the Chuyah. So the Rambam, the Goyin is saying, what you Ramah, you're saying that just like Avodah is Hutra, so too, Mila should be Hutra. So like the guy, no, Avodah is Hutra, you're right. You're right in the Avodah. But Mila's not Hutra, because how do you know Mila? From Pekuach Nefashis. Well, Pekuach Nefashis we know from Mila. I'm sorry, Pekuach Nefashis we know from Mila. Pekuach Nefashis we know is only the Chuyah from the Rambam. So too must be that Mila's only the Chuyah from the Rambam. But the Ramah, Lashitasai, he holds that the Rambam is learning that it's Hutra. Right? The Ramah and the Chumash says that he brings a rack from the Rambam that it's Hutra. So this whole Goyin is Gebait on the Rambam that holds that Pekuach Nefashis is the Chuyah.
So really they're coming from the two different places. It's not like they're arguing, but then
they're both coming from the Rambam. Just the Goyin is learning the Rambam to be the Chuyah, and the Ramah is learning the Rambam to be the Hutra.
Right.
So that's why the Goyin's Kash is not fair on the Ramah, like she does. The Ramah himself holds the Rambam holds it as Hutra.
Where was the Rambam that said Hutra?
There's the Chubas. And the Chubas Ramah, on that Rambam, that from the Kol Yishol Davar, that it's
Hutra. Right,
that's what the Ramah learned, that it's Hutra. But the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah, and others, they learned that, I'm sorry, the guy in the Kesef Mishnah, they learned that the Rambam's learning that it's the Chuyah. So once you learn the Chuyah, it must be Mila's the Chuyah. Once the Mila's the Chuyah, you can't have 2 Mayalim going ahead and doing the Bris Mila.
Yeah.
He wanted to differentiate between
Sasa. Yeah, that was my own. That was
they're not
addressing. No, that was my own.
Kesef Mishnah learned the Chuyah also.
That was my own. Yeah, the Kesef Mishnah learned that the Rambam learned the Chuya because he said it's the Shitasai. The Rambam holds by Tumah that it's the Chuya.
So he's like the gun.
Yeah, so the Kesef Mishnah is like the gun. And but the Ramah is okay because Ramah learns the Rambam according to his Shita that it's Hutra.
But
Tumah
and Avodah is two separate things, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, avoid is that you let it go ahead and do the avoid on Shabbos.
That has to be, I mean, it has to be, because the coin says that by avoid, he agrees that it's...
Right, that's hutra, right, avoid is hutra. Okay. They're Maj saying the same, avoid is hutra, right. So to me it should be hutra.
Right.
Okay.
Maj, one aura that the how could you learn the Rambam's hutra, he says straight out the chuyah. So I want to say that the chuyah just is like a, that's just a
general term.
Like how the dechuya works, that's like whether it's okay for dechuya.
Yeah,
otherwise, the Rambam's in the first.
Right, Rambam's in the first. Yeah.
It seems to be very
yeah.
It's not being exact.
Right, I'm saying dechuya is not. Dechuya just means that you're allowed to do it.
It's
how either because of dechuya or because of hutra.
No, he's just saying that the lashon dechuya is not. It's not that it means that like when we're handling dechuya
right.
Hutra. He's just saying zaycha Shabbos. That's what he means. Zaycha Shabbos. How is it zaycha Shabbos? Because it's hutra.
How far?
That's a benefit.
In fact, that's with the verb. You use kamu. Zaycha
Shabbos. Right. Exactly.
Right.
That's what we say. Zaycha Shabbos. Right.
It's zaycha
Shabbos. Right. It's zaycha Shabbos. Exactly. I'm saying it's a.
When it says
dechuya,
it doesn't mean dechuya.
General
term.
It's not using the word technically speaking.
It's not using.
It's using it more loosely.
Right. That's
it's a loose term. Yeah, that's
right. Dechuya is a loose term.
I mean, that's what Benny wants to say. That no, when we're handling whether something is dechuya or not,
mm-hmm.
So then we're much more on the lundus of it.
Right.
Then you say when the Rambam says that dechuya is a shabbos, sometimes it's a shabbos, it doesn't mean that it's dechuya, not hutra. It just means that.
The Rambam would make you think it's this exact, right?
No, I'm thinking.
We learn into both. We say this is dechuya, and how much this is hutra.
No,
it comes to
this,
he's
very succinct, and he tries to throw
the
same thing.
Right.
Okay, but I'm saying this is also. This is also a little. This is also a little schwer if you learn that the mechaber that we spoke about that says when you're being mechal Shabbos, you should be mechal dafka yidei doylan. That sounds like a sutra. So this guy, he just said that this mechaber. By Hilchas Mila, who says that two Mayalim can't go do the Bris Mila because it's the Chuyah.
Mechaber
says Dafki Degdolim. The Ramah is the one that says that it's more the Chuyah.
Right.
So here, I'm just saying it sounds like a little bit of a steer right here because here the Ramah is the one that's saying that it's the Chuyah.
Because
he's saying you should do it like the Shino, you should do it with the. And here, the Gaon is learning that the Mechaber in that Mila, the Gaon is learning, the Mechaber is learning that it's the Chuyah.
Where's the other one?
Mechaber Shin Chav Ches. Sif Yud Beis. Right?
So that's
Mashma Hutra. Right.
Okay.
And then the Mechaber by Hilchas Mila. Only him and not two Mayalim. And the guy learned that no, but after because that it's only the Chuyah. So, like I said,
the
there is
that once I'm a Milo, once I'm a Chayla, it could be.
Right. Yeah.
They hold it depending on the cases. It's probably.
Right.
I'm saying
mm-hmm.
different cases.
That could be. It could be by Shabbos, he holds that it's Hutra, and by Mila, he holds that. Well, Mila on Shabbos can be the Chuya, and Takonos Nefashos could be.
Hutra.
Yeah. Just, just like the Gain said, if they're learning one from each other, then they both have to be the same.
Right.
So that would be okay.
Right.
Okay. Anyways, then we have the last thing that I want to point your attention to is that we have on Sif Yud Dalet. Sif Yud Dalet is the last thing. It says Hayachayla she. Well, not the last page. It's the second last page. Hayachayla she yesh by sakana tzarech baser. So you got a chayla. He's in sakana, and he wants to eat. Shaychet ilai. You shecht for him kosher meat. And you don't give him the veil of teeth. What's the pshat? Do you have the Magen Avraham there, or did I cut it off?
Yeah, we have it.
The Magen Avraham, did I underline it?
Yeah.
Machan says the Shabbos hutra eats up the gof nefashos, gof nefesh, because the Shabbos is hutra. So here you go. You have the mechaber here who's mashma that Shabbos is hutra by sekonos nefashos, just like he said in Sif Yud Beis. And that's why you go ahead and you can shech for him kosher meat and not eat the vela.
Why can't you make Nevela if he needs that to get better?
You could, but if you have a choice, well, it's, once it's Hutra, you don't want it. Well, why should he eat Nevela? No, he wants to eat kosher meat.
I'm just saying a case where he needs Nevela to get better.
Oh, yes, then I'm not the
case. He needs it right away.
Yeah, if he needs it right away, that's the thing. They said he needs it right away. If it's other, yeah, of course he's allowed to eat Nevela, but he has a choice. You have a choice. Yeah. What should I do? Eat Nevela or shech the kosher animal and
so what does that show?
So that shows is that it shows that it's hutra. That's why you let it go ahead and shecht it. Which is a bigger isser? Is nevela a bigger isser or is shechting a bigger isser? The bigger isser is shechting.
Well, that's Makal Shabbos.
Right. So if the pshat is that it's the chuya, so then we still don't want to be over yisurim on Shabbos. We go with the least isser possible. The least isser possible here is eating the nevela.
Oh, that.
Not according to the rotten.
It doesn't have to be shechted though.
Nevela is...
It's just sitting here.
Right, Nevela is, yeah. So, but it's only a lot.
Yeah.
And Mashenki and Shechting on Shabbos is really Nisr Skila, right? Is Nisr...
I think later on, it goes on to say that Nevela is worse.
Oh, yeah, so then, okay. But that's a different shot. So then there's other shot again. So we don't... Really, we want to stay away from the Chaber learning that it's Hutra. Because then we're going to get stuck with the Chaber in Hilchos Mila. Right? So we have a shtukal eitza out of the mechaber in Yedbeis. What's the eitza how to get out of this mechaber over here? And I have another kasha. Why isn't the Ramah talking?
How are you getting out of the mechaber
in Yedbeis? It could be that the reason why we want Gedolim to do it is because we don't want to make it kal for the nashim, or maybe they're not going to do it as good. You know, we don't want to rely on them. So it's better to do it yourself. But not because
it's like, it could be the chuya also.
Could be the chuya. Just we don't for other reasons we don't want women to do it or ketanim. But number two questions. Number one, how are we going to get out of this mechaber holding hutra over here? It's klar. He holds that you have to that you shecht it over eating the vela. And why would you allow to be even a bigger isser if it's tuchuya? And second of all, why doesn't the Ramah talk up over here? The same way the Ramah said before, you should do with a shino, you do with a guy. The Ramah should say no, you do eat the vela. The Ramah doesn't talk up. So there's a few theories like Mr. Blumkov saw that. That there is a pshad here which is very interesting. I mean, you have to understand, he brings down the Ran, Magar Ram. The Ran says that really Nevela is worse. Really, the Mechaber can hold that it's the Chuyiv. But Nevela is worse. You know why? Because you're Mechuyiv on every Kezias. So even though it's a lesser Isser, but you're doing more of it, that makes it worse than one big bad Isser. So you have to know, I mean, I don't know how these things weigh on the scale. I mean, you know, the Ran seems to be saying that no, he knows the scale, and the scale is that if you do a lot of little of them, it's worse than doing one big of there. Right? Okay, but I don't know, you know, you have to know. So the Bach.
Yeah, but that's kind of mashma than the Mechaber, because he's saying, you know, which Batsam would be less of a problem. So his lashon is, you do Shechita, even though it's more of a problem. And don't give him the Vela, which would be less. Don't say that. You're saying no, but you're saying the Vela Betzim is worse.
Yeah, well, let's say the guy only has a Kazayas. Let's say he only needs a Kazayas.
Okay, I'm just...
Yeah, fine. So then somebody could say that the Mechaber is only talking when you need a Kazayas. Is it?
Yeah,
then
I'm saying...
Kazayas,
you're
going
to shut tonight.
I'm saying he's much more than a Vela Betzim would be the least problem. I'm just saying your terms
are not so much. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting start. Then we have the Bach, okay? Now you're gonna have to help me with this Bach. This is why you're here today. Help me figure out this Bach. That's the last page. We say the best for the last. So the Bach says, you see by it says, V'oy ner l'fianiyas daiti?
Yeah.
You
learn?
V'oy ner l'fianiyas daiti.
Almost. Okay. Yeah.
V'oy ner l'fianiyas daiti. Ready? The Afleman, the Amar Tuma, the Chuyah Betzibor, Vim Kain, Beshabbos Nami, the Chuyah Hiyetz Al Chayla. Who Kamoish Kosev Ram Perik Dal Melchus Bias Hamikdash, Mechain Pasuk Reish Perik Beis the Shabbos, the Kach Pasuk Rosh Beveran, Kamoish Hevi Beis Yois. Okay, he's saying this is the halacha. He's talking about the halacha of our halacha about shechting kosher. It's better to shecht kosher than to eat. So he's saying, even if you hold the Chuyah. Even if you hold Shabbos is only the Chuyah, I'm still going to tell you that it's better to shecht a kosher animal than to eat a Nevela. Why? Ready? Hainu dafka hecha deloy mishtachi lasos betayr. That's only when there's no other way to do it betayr. Meaning the only time that tumah is when there's no other way. The reason it can be daicha, is only when there's no other way to do it the tara. V'chein le'mishtachi lasos b'loy chil kla. And also when it's not possible to treat him without any chil. Aval heicha de'esher lasos b'loy chil b'loy yichir ein dechemes shabbos. V'mkein. Right, when it's possible to do something behetir, then avadi now to go and be avisur. Right, if there's any way to do it behetir, gomer. Mimkein kan the e esher lahachi like ella ayadei chilul sheyoychal nevela. Now over here, you already have to be mechal something. You have to be mechal something. So once you have to be mechal something, minayin lanu lahachi like nevela v'loy lishchay loy. The key of the Shabbos l'chuyehi hecha the e esher lahachi like behetir. V'alchanami l'chuyehi kivet she esher lahachi like ella nevela. So the Bach, the way that I'm understanding, Shabbos is the chuya. That's all. When is Shabbos the chuya? Shabbos is the chuya when there's no way possible to do it beheter. You don't look for the easiest way out. There's either heter or iser. That's where Shabbos the chuya comes in. But once you're in the world of heter, so you can use your Shabbos the chuya card for either the vela or shechita. Doesn't matter. That's what Machaber seems to be saying. Nobody. The only time that you can't say Shabbos, the only time that you don't say Shabbos Tuchuya is when there's a heter dekaifin way to do it. If you can do it by heter, then you're okay. Then you can't say Shabbos Tuchuya. Once you have Shabbos Tuchuya, so then once you have to push off an iser, Shabbos Tuchuya is like an atom bomb. Doesn't matter whether you're dropping it on a nevela or whether you're going to be shechting an animal. Once you're being Daicha Shabbos, you have to be over with a chil, then it doesn't matter what the chil is. You can decide what's
not
chil.
A right, then it's chutzpah.
So that's the Bach is saying.
What's that final point?
The Bach is saying that he's trying, the Drach is saying that even if you hold the chuya, right, we want to get out of this mechaber holding chutzpah.
Why?
We want the mechaber to hold the chuya. Because then otherwise we're going to have the stira by Hilchas Mila. So Zok the Bach, how am I going to get out of this? So why you should eat the Vela? The Vela is a lesser Isser. Right? You should eat the Vela, because if you have a choice, once you're being over something, so then you want to do the least amount of Isser, right? That's Kipchuta Henderson. Zok the Bach, no, that's not the way it works. The way it works is you can do it beheter, or you can do it with your Dechuya Shabbos card. Once you're using your Shabbos Dechuya card, then you can go ahead and it doesn't make a difference whether you're going to be over Nisr Nevela or Shabbos. Once you're tapping into Shabbos Lechuya, once you're tapping into the Yudaycha Shabbos, you can use that for whatever you want.
You don't have to do it with
Shabbos.
Whatever
you want.
So,
you
can use it for Shechita or
Nevela.
You say Dechuya, which way are you using it?
But Maish, one second.
I'm not using it as Hutra, I'm using it as Lechuya.
You don't have to use Shabbos.
Yeah, that's because we want the Mechaber to hold Lechuya. For our purposes, according to the way the guide is learning the Mechaber, and our kash,
it's still better to do the shechita. Once you're using the dechuya card, you're saying it's pash is better to do the shechita because.
So then you can choose whatever you want.
You can choose whatever you want. It's not the chavis.
Yeah. Okay. But it's always better.
Which one of the mice is better to do?
It seems the Mechaber is better to shecht, right? To shecht the kosher animal because who wants to eat the vela?
It doesn't sound nice.
Which one is Brishu Kazani? Plepas,
I hear.
It actually depends on the
circumstances. So how does that, she saw the box? So, yeah.
So no. The circumstances. So you chef the animal. We also have to, let's say you have to warm it up, you're not going to give it the raw, right? It's a number of other Isurim of Shabbos that could apply.
Yeah. But then you're going to have to do either way, right?
How do you write the Vela?
The Vela could be ready to go.
I know, right.
Right. Or the Vela is ready to go.
Right, the Vela could be ready to go.
I'm saying it's
it depends. You could have a number of different things.
But it seems like the Bach is saying that once it's the chuya, you have a free card,
and you should choose.
And therefore you should choose. You should choose kosher.
Therefore you should choose what?
Kosher. Eating kosher. Don't eat the veil.
Right.
That's how it seems. That's what he's saying.
The shah.
Right, but there's something.
So what's the problem?
Right, she'll shit do this.
No, I mean, this is the back. It's unbelievable. Because Gipshutu, the way you learn the Chuyah is that you always
want
to get away with the least amount.
Whatever you want, but you're telling me the Mechaber holds.
So he's saying it's the Chuyah, but you can do whatever you want. Sounds like it's the Dechuya Hutra type of hybrid, right?
Yes, but the Mechaber is Mahashma that you should check.
Right. Oh, you're saying that the Mechaber can't learn this because the Bach is learning you can do whatever you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be the Mechaber is just saying, if you can do whatever you want, it's better to...
He's still giving you an eight.
It's
still very good. Both are good at good eights. It's very hard to do whatever you do, but...
That's the same thing he's saying, yeah? I mean, that's... It's just a pala de gavah, because I think this is not the way that Kipchuta you learn. When you learn the Chuya, Kipchuta is everything's still here, just you want to get away with the least amount that you can do. The way that he's saying, no, that the only time you don't, the only time, it sounds like a Dechuya Hutra type of hybrid.
Well, then you could say also when he's, the Mechaber says to go with Gedolim B'nei Das, could you say that same Svara? That once it's scriptural.
I don't know the gather of this far.
Right,
I don't know where.
I'm saying
it sounds like it's sounds like you're
doing
right. Yeah, I mean, and maybe this would also answer why the Rama is not being magia here, because the Rama is not asking that that's the chuya. The Rama holds the chuya, like we said. The Rama is the chuya.
And he will the gabbah.
So yeah, I mean, if once you learn like this back, so the Mechaber is learning that it's the chuya, so then the Rama doesn't have to say anything. He also agrees that it's the chuya.
The Rama is in his mind like. The Mechaber is going back and forth in all these cases. Before he was arguing with the Mechaber that he's saying his shtickle that it's not doyche, it's not that it's over here. It seems to me he's going that it's doyche, but the Rama is thinking, he's saying that the Mechaber is going back and forth.
Because Mechaber earlier, that's
right. Yeah,
could be that the Rama also. Learned the Mechaber earlier that it's the Chuya. It could be that he's learning that it's the Chuya. And he's just saying that you should also do Shinoi.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's say you learn like this Bach, like what you said. If you learn like the Bach, so then even earlier the Mechaber can be holding that it's the Chuya.
Maybe you could say
so that. Then, and the Ramah is just saying, also do Shinoi. Well, why not do Shinoi? Maybe this whole Chuya card that the Bach is learning is that only for that. That you're allowed to go ahead and do the Maisa. But once you're doing the Maisa, then they're most saying, do it with a Shino, maybe get a good, maybe, I don't know.
So you're saying it could be before also, they're masking as the Chuy also.
Yeah, who, the Ramah, the Mechaber.
Yeah, and by Milo also, which then, because the Pshat is, why have more people, you have the Chuy card, but why bring in more people to accept the Shino?
Why should more people do it? One person has a thing, you don't have to drag in another person to
do it. And how does this fit in, though, with by the case of Tumah by Koyan? And there we said, it doesn't matter, you could use as many kind as you want.
Because the Gaina's Masa, that's Hutra.
That was a different thing.
But Tumah, you're saying Avoid on Shabbos or Tumah?
Avoid on Shabbos.
I thought you said whatever it is over there. No, their Masa was different.
Avoid is for sure Hutra. Tumah is Machlaikis. Tumah is machlekes by the Kippur. The guy is saying that Mila and Pekuch Nefashis is the same thing. Yeah.
Okay. So saying by Mila it could be it's the Chuyah, but still, what you could be Mayit. You don't have to have more people.
Right. It could
be over the Isser.
Right.
If one person can be over the Isser, so the Chuyah doesn't go that far to tell you. The Chuyah card doesn't go to let five people be over it.
Yeah. It's not yet. Yeah, it could be going like the Bakshi, the Bakshi Svar. Yeah. Okay, fine. Let me just say. It says Kol Yisayim leBeis Yaakov v'Sagi leBnei Yisrael. So we know Beis Yaakov means the women, and Sagi leBnei Yisrael is the men. So the Moshe said, Moshe asked Akasha that Darish Moshe is what. Men are more machuyah than women, right? So I mean, the men should be first. Right? You tell the men everything that they have to know, and then you tell the women. No.
Where is this pasuk referring to?
Perek Yates Halachimad Zayin, like the after Kabbalah Tayrus.
What's your question?
Before Kabbalah Tayrus. So this question it says Kaysayim el Beis Yaakov, Asagi l'Bnei Yisrael. Why Beis Yaakov is women and Bnei Yisrael is men? So he says, why should women come first?
Who asked that question?
Ramesha, Darish Ramesha.
Why is women mentioned first?
Why should you tell women first that all the mitzvahs? They're not mechuyvin all the mitzvahs. Tell the men first. Mm-hmm. We're mechuyvin all the mitzvahs. Right? Mm-hmm. Tell the women also, but I mean, we should be first. We got to do it all.
Tell everybody one time.
I know, but it seems. But he had to split it up. I mean, it says that you tell the women lashon raka, you tell the men yisrael with aishim. So interesting. So he says the reason that we tell the women first is because since the women are involved with the chinuch of the children of your sons. So it's all really dependent on them. If the mothers wouldn't be the mechanech for children, so then by the time they hit, 13, 14, he says the time they hit is keben tezayin keben yuzayin, like 16, 17, and then all of a sudden you bring them into yeshiva and you say, okay, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to say, and then it's not going to go well. So therefore, you have to be mechanech them when they're very young, and who's in the house? The mother. So we have to tell the mothers first because it's more important for them. And then he says even this, very interesting lesson, he says, even though you put them in yeshiva and enroll them in the yeshiva, and you give them to the schools, and the schools will be mechanech them, right? He says, no, even after that, gam kein hein chele godol mehayoyim tachas hashpoy yisrael. Even when, most of the day they're in school, he says, no, it's the women, the mothers still have a big chilek. Schools can't be a place of the parents. So that's what he's saying. So that's why he says that the women, they have to be told first, because they're the ones that are really, making sure that the terror continues. Yeah.